fantasy. Got the moon in my pocket, got a dream up my sleeve. Took a look at my watch and it's seven sharp. My magic carpet will be set to leave. Got the moon in my pocket, got a dream up my sleeve. If you could see things my way, you and I walk where just a musician, but I've got the moon in my pocket.
I sort of had the moon in my pocket earlier on while I poured out a cheese sandwich, so you know what I mean. Morning to you. That was an attempt at a very bad joke, and I think you will probably agree that indeed was a very bad joke. Morning. Welcome to Big Lee Night with me, RB, Charlie Spivak and his orchestra. Gary Stevens was doing the singing there, along with the Stardusters. And very nice it was as well. So welcome to the program. Got lots of good music for you this week. We have got all the usual things in approximately all the usual places. And did I mention that we have good music as well?
Thank you.
Collins here on Angel Radio. This time the Boswell sisters and the New Yorkers were making faces at the man in the moon. Presumably he was looking for somebody's pockets.
One night I wandered by a street.
I suspect there'll be more. That was the Pied Pipers and In the Moon Mist. So first feature up is Bing, and this is where we just have a couple of songs back to back from the great man, and all I have to do is say Bing, sing.
Somebody loves me, I wish I knew. Who can she be, worries me. For every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, I wonder who. Maybe thank you. passes me, I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me, and I wonder who. Maybe it's you. Lend your little ear to my pleas. Lend a ray of cheer to my pleas. Tell me that you love me too. And please, let me hold you tight in my arms. I could find delight in your charms. Every night, my whole life through, your eyes reveal that you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too. That you have the soul of an angel white as snow. But how long must I play the role of a gloomy Romeo? Please say you're not intending to tease. Speed that happy ending and please tell me that you love me too.
Well, a couple from the great man this week. We started off with Somebody Loves Me, and then we had Please. And that was our Bing Crosby segment for this week. And we'll have another couple of songs from Bing around about the same time next week. Now, usually at this time of the program, we go over to Holger's house in Germany. But Holger got so excited at the thought of my birthday last week that he actually forgot to sing me a song. Now, he did send me an email on the 14th, which was my birthday. He said, happy birthday, Roy. I guess you're 66 now. Yep, well done, Holger. And here is a song for that event. And I really did enjoy the song that he sent me. It was Udo Jürgens. Mit 66 Jahren, and Holger very kindly sent me a translation so I could go along, and it was a great song, and I would play it for you, but unfortunately it came from the 70s, so I can't play it in this show, but I'm the one that got to enjoy it. And he said, an idea for your program with the next mail, No Time Now, and that was the last time I heard from Holger. So I hope we'll have a song from him this week for next week's program. Holger, I'm going to send you a song to your house this week because it seems only fair. But since my birthday got mentioned once, once again. We're not going to mention it anymore after this. My thanks to everybody that got in touch with me on my birthday, and also in the Breakfast Bustle and Sharon's and various other programs last Wednesday on Angel Radio. It meant a great deal that so many people thought to just send nice messages and good wishes, and I really do appreciate each and every one of them. Thank you so much for that. It means an awful lot. So Holger, I'm going to send a song over to you, and it comes with love from me and Elaine, and it is for you and Christine, and it's Nat King Cole, and I think you'll even be able to join in.
Er heißt Leben und die Welt ist mein. I heißt immer möchte ich bei dir sein. A heißt ewig denken. B heißt Blumen schenken. A als letztes blieb bei, denn das ganze Wort heißt lieber lieb, besteht seit vielen Jahren schon. Guter in meinem Lexikon. Doch seit ein paar Tagen brach ich nicht mehr nachzuschlagen, denn ich lieb nur dich allein. Heißt lieb mich und die Welt ist mein. I heißt immer möchte ich bei dir sein. A heißt ewig denken. B heißt Blumen schenken. A als letztes blieb bei, denn das ganze Wort heißt lieber lieb, besteht seit vielen Jahren schon. In meinem Lexikon. Doch seit ein paar Tagen brauch ich nicht mehr nachzuschlagen, denn ich lieb nur dich allein. Denn ich lieb nur dich allein. Denn ich lieb nur dich allein.
That's such a great version, and the wonderful thing about that is that Nat King Cole actually recorded it in several languages, including, I think, Chinese and Japanese, and the wonderful thing is that it's all the same backing. It was the same backing tape, just sang the song to a recorder, I guess. But the nice thing is that if you get all songs together, you can sort of just like blow your mind and have so many languages coming at you from all over the place. It's a little bit like the United Nations. Anyway, Holger, thank you so much, and hopefully we'll have a song from your house around about the same time next week.
Thank you.
Tutti Flutti from Bert Camford and his orchestra. So how's your week been? Well, my week since I was with you last, well, started off with a very boozy lunch last Wednesday, I can tell you. I had not one, not two, but I had three gimlets for lunch, which, believe me, was at least two too many. But they were so, you know how sometimes you get something, a drink, it could be a drink, it could be some food, but it just tastes so good. It's sort of like the first cup of tea never ever tastes quite as good as the second cup of tea. Well, I had the first gimlet and I thought, well, let's give that another go. Gave it another go and it was even better than the first ones. So you had to go three for three. But had very nice lunch as well. Actually, we had a lot of fun and a lot of giggles, which was good. And then we got back home and we opened up a bottle of liqueur Barão, which is from Portugal, and I believe we may even have finished it as well, and there was only three of us, but it was a grand day. And of course, last Sunday was the start of the last season ever of Endeavour, and I know you've already had it in the UK, but it's just coming in new here now, and I'm really going to miss that program. They have all been so good. Inspector Lewis, the original Morse, of course, and Endeavour, and such a crack team that get that program together. And Sunday night's program did not disappoint. Sadly, only two more. I think it's two more to go, which is a shame. But so it's been a nice week all in all, which is good. And I'm gearing up to my trip to the UK in October, which is now official. I'm definitely coming over, which is good. I'm going to be arriving on Friday, October the 13th. Well, I thought, why not? It just seemed perfectly right to me somehow. So hopefully we'll be landing at Gatwick around about 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm going to be meeting up with DAB Dave on Friday night, which should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm meeting up with listeners Anne and Ernie on Monday, and they are in Bested in Kent, and I'm hoping to go down to Angel Radio on the Tuesday as well. Haven't actually heard from anybody as to whether I can come or not, which perhaps they don't want me to come, I don't know, but we'll see what happens. But the trip is looking good. I think I'm going to be there about a week, so it'll be nice to actually see everybody and actually meet my great-niece and nephew, who I've never met my great-niece ever, and the last time I saw my great-nephew was about 10 years ago, and I think he must be coming up to 12 or 13 now, so it's been a long, long time. So I had a lot of time planning that this week as well, which was a lot of fun. So I've had quite a fun week, which is nice. And then, of course, I get to spend the tail end of that week with you, which is even nicer.
While the Angelus was ringing, calling for the evening prayer, I could hear the choir singing, and I saw you standing there. Silently I stood beside you. My heart was beating then, for my dreams had all come true. I was safely back with you, never more to roam again. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above, heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die. Then the great cathedral spire seemed to come alive and say, through the voices voices of the choir. There will be a wedding day, then a golden ray of sunlight from a window in the sky shone upon us from above. Heaven's blessing on our love. Now our love will never die.
While the Angelus was ringing, that came from Margaret Whiting. I thought that had shades of Lady of Spain in it, and it was called Adios Conchita, so there may well have been some lady in Spain there. That was Mantovani and his orchestra. All right, it's time now for Big Liz Big Three. I want to say a very warm welcome to Kenneth, who listens to the program in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Good morning, Kenneth. Good evening. And I hope... if you could put the fires out up there, please, we would down here in the south be very happy with that. Kenneth has come up with some three great songs, back to back to back. It's called Beagle's Big Three, but it can be anybody's Big Three, and you can choose the artist, and you can choose the artist and the music if you want, which is exactly what Kenneth has done. And usually I get to say more and more, not going to tell you who it is or what you're going to hear, because I think as soon as you hear them, all will be self-evident, and that is certainly the case this week. So, Kenneth, thank you. Mm-hmm.
hold you so near, ever close to my heart. So darling, say that you can't take this heart I give gladly. Sure you know I need your love so badly. Here's my heart, my life, and my all, dear. Please be mine and stay here in my. Can't get you out of my heart, for you, love, are part of my heart. It's funny, the first time we met, I knew you'd be hard to I can't get you out of my dreams. Whenever you're near, my heart beats. Without you, I'm lonely. My heart wants you only. I can't get you out of. Without you, I'm lonely. My heart wants you only. I can't get you out of my heart.
I have but one heart, this heart I bring you. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one dream that I can cling to. You are darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way. And nobody else before you ever has heard me say, you are my one love. My life, I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. Vicino mare, fragile amore, a cor a cuore, per c'è spassare. So marinare e tirarezza, ma parlarezza, storia morì. You are my one love, my life, I live for you.
Well, three great tracks there, as chosen by Kenneth in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. And that was, of course, Mr. Al Martino. And first we heard Here in My Heart. And then we had I Can't Get You Out of My Heart. Then finally, I Have But One Heart. Kenneth, thank you. Really nice to hear Al Martino. And, of course, he is a person who holds sort of a record in the UK pop charts. Being the only person who had a song topping the charts for the whole year, although literally that chart didn't actually start until October of 1952, but he topped the chart for the whole of the time. So that's sort of like unique to Al Martino. But thank you, Kenneth. Really did enjoy that. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, then you know the address, roy@angelradio.uk. And Kenneth, thank you so much. Looking forward to the winters up there, I suspect, although they get very cold in Ottawa. I haven't been up to Ottawa for a couple of years now, and when I did, I was a bit of a disgrace, really. I'd met a friend who I'd not seen for many, many years, and certainly the first 6 hours of the day was taken up with drinking, and I think between us we drank a total of 24 pints, which was quite impressive at the time. Seems rather highly dangerous right now, but boy, was it fun. So, Kenneth, thank you, and give Ottawa my love. Jingles. No, I don't recall playing that one before. All right, time now for Tell Me a Story. And this is where each week it could be literally anything. And this week it is two short stories. And the first one is, I think it's going to be rather fine. It's Death in a Turkish Bath.
Another 5 minute mystery.
Hello, Mr. Minton. How are you?
Well, hello, Joe.
You're going to take a nice Turkish bath in the steam room, Mr. Minton?
Yeah. Look at that fat, Joe.
All right, here's a towel. You like a massage after, maybe?
No, I haven't time.
Say, is old man Wallace in there getting steam? I said I'd meet him.
Yeah, he must be plenty hot by now. There's five or six customers in there. Oh, I'll open the door for you, Mr. Minner.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Call me in 10 minutes.
Sure. Let me see. Mr. Turner said I should call him in 15 minutes. Mr. Wallace said I... What's the matter? Steam pipe broke, maybe? Somebody getting burnt? What's the matter in there? You got trouble? Who screamed?
Oh, old man Wallace has just been stabbed to death. He's been stabbed in the back.
Well, George, you find anything?
There's still a lot of steam in that room, Chief, but I searched it thoroughly. There's no knife anywhere. Ceiling, floor, walls...
And yet Wallace was stabbed. There's no doubt about it. Mm. And what's worse, the room was so thick with steam, no one saw the murderer do it. What about the men that were in there?
I searched them thoroughly, Chief. Nothing but this collection of towels.
Joe, did you see anyone go into that steam room with anything but a towel in his hand? You were standing right here at the door all the time.
No, sir, Chief. Just towels and maybe a toothbrush.
Toothbrush?
Yeah, a toothbrush with a little black case. After the murder, Mr. Minter handed it to me as he came out of the steam room and told me to put it in his locker, but I didn't have time. Here it is, right here.
Let's see. Toothbrush, all right. Good solid plastic tube with a top to put it in. You couldn't stab a man. Wait a minute. This holder. George, quick. Get Minton in here.
Right.
I'm going to look in that steam room once more, but now I know what I'm looking for.
Mr. Minton, would you please get a robe on? The chief would like to see you in here a minute.
Well, I'm glad to talk to the chief any time, but I'm sure I've told him all I know about this thing.
Here's the chief now.
Oh, hello, Mr. Minton. Just a couple of questions more. Is this your toothbrush and case?
Why, Joe, I thought I told you...
It is yours, and you had it with you in that steam room when Wallace was killed. Minton, I'm arresting you for the murder of James Wallace.
Do you know how Minton killed James Wallace in the steam room of a Turkish bath? The chief will explain his deductions in just a moment. In the meantime... Chief, to tell you how James Wallace was killed.
The method used was most unusual. When we think of stabbing, we think of knives. But no ordinary knife killed James Wallace. It was a disappearing knife.
How could a knife disappear, Chief? It's impossible.
Not if the knife were made of dry ice. Minton's toothbrush holder was a plastic mold in the shape of a dagger. In it, he carried into that steam room a dagger made of dry ice, withdrew it from the mold at the proper moment, and stabbed Wallace. He counted on it dissolving in the steam before it was discovered. I found a piece of it giving off its own form of steam in one corner of the steam room. Minton killed Wallace and almost got away with a perfect crime if the murder weapon had disappeared.
Would you believe me if I said I guessed that? I didn't guess it was dry ice. I did guess it was ice something. I thought it might be like an icicle that somebody then stabbed somebody with icicle, and of course it melted in the heat. So I sort of like half got it right. And would you like another one?
Another 5-minute mystery.
Betty, come on in.
Oh, it's a wretched night out.
Here, let me have your coats.
Where's Helen Arnold?
In making herself beautiful.
Everybody's going to be at the club at 8:30.
Oh, swell. But I wonder what's keeping that delivery boy.
Delivery boy?
Yes, I had a corsage made up for Helen. It was supposed to be delivered an hour ago. If you two don't mind, I'll run out and get it. Helen should be out in a few minutes.
Sure, go right ahead. That thunder, it's frightening.
Yeah, thunder never hurt anybody.
Just the same, I wish it would stop. Turn up the radio, George, and let's dance.
Well, I'm back. Isn't Helen ready yet?
I haven't heard a sound from her.
Say, I better go in and hustle her up a bit. I thought sure she'd be ready by now.
That's funny that she's not ready yet. Helen's usually so prompt.
George, Betty, call a doctor, quick.
Yeah, what is it? What's happened?
It's Helen, here in the bathtub. She's fallen and hit her head.
Fallen? Good heavens.
Here. Let's have a look.
Help me get her out of here.
In here on the bed. There.
Call a doctor, quick, please.
It's too late, Arnold. Helen's dead. Huh? Cruel blow on her head.
I can't believe it.
Say, that's odd.
What?
But Helen would be taking a bath with a makeup on. You put your makeup on after you take a bath.
Seems logical. You ought to know. And look, there's rain here on the floor by this bedroom window.
Lots of it. Hey, it's being opened wide.
What? What does it all mean, George?
Well, I don't know what it means yet, but I intend to find out right now. Betty, would you mind going back into the bathroom and closing the door behind you? Then scream as loudly as you can.
Well, I don't mind, but why?
Never mind. Just do as I say.
All right, if you think it'll help.
Just as I thought. Arnold, have you got a gun?
Oh, sure. It's there in the desk drawer. Be careful. It's loaded.
Well, now that I performed a little experiment. George, what are you doing with that gun?
I'm covering Arnold with it until the police arrive. You see, he's just murdered his wife.
How did George know Arnold killed his wife? We'll have the solution in just a moment. But first...
It's green. It's new. It's crisp. It's the pound sterling. Designed to fit your pocket.
A product of the mint with the hole in it.
Remember, there's a promise in a pound note.
And now for the solution of our mystery.
But George, how? When did he do it?
Remember when Arnold left for the florist? He went all right. But he also went around to the back of the house and climbed into Helen's bedroom through the window. He found her in the bathroom, but she wasn't taking a bath. She was putting on her makeup, thanks to your observation, Betty. When I asked you to go into the bathroom and scream, I had a reason. You see, we heard you scream. We didn't hear Helen. Therefore, she didn't scream. Now I ask you, who could have entered Helen's bedroom without frightening her in the least way? Simply a bit of logic, my dear. Her husband.
Well, who would have thunk it? Certainly not me. I thought it was the other guy that did it, not the husband. I mean, husband killing a wife? I mean, really, whatever next? We'll have some more Tell Me a Story around about the same time next week. I hope you enjoyed those two. I have to admit, they gave me a certain kick. Talking of kicks...
I'm kicking up the leaves... Pretty golden leaves. Summertime was lonesome. Spent it on my ownsome. Then I met a little girl. And spring is in the air. Even though it's autumn everywhere. Underneath the red, red tree. She said she loved me, then went home to powder her nose underneath that red, red tree. I'm waiting patiently, just guess what I'm doing till she shows. Well, I'm kicking up the leaves. Pretty golden leaves. Summertime was lonesome. Spent it on my ownsome. Then I met a little girl. And spring is in the air. Even though it's autumn, don't you know it's autumn? Hidey-ho, it's autumn. Everywhere.
bye, so you think you're clever. While playing with my heart, you overplayed your part. I must have been dumb, dumb as they come to believe you from the start. Good luck to you and to the other. I mean the one you kept undercover. Take a good look in the good book. There's a good reason why. It's goodbye, bye, bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye from Sterling Young and his orchestra with Bobby Ennis supplying the vocals, and before that, Mark Winter and Kicking Up the Leaves. Still to come in the program in about 5 minutes' time, we'll have a little bit of posh, and in about 15 minutes' time, it'll be Day at Night, where we'll have some songs from the wonderful Doris Day. Thank you.
little while ago, I dreamed a most amazing dream. It tickled me to death when I woke up. Now you know just how impossible the things we dream of are. Well, I dreamt that Chelsea went and won the cup. Of course, as a result of an astounding thing like this, a host of other strange events occurred. All folks and things were opposite to what they really are, and the happenings were really most absurd. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final, all the universe went off the reel. Great Sir Harry Lauder used a 5-bob post-lauder to stop his shoe from rubbing at the heel. The sun came out in Manchester and funny things like that. Jack Jones MP played golf and wore a kilt and Winston's hat. And a pigeon hatched a guinea pig and blamed it on the cat. On the day that Chelsea went and won the cup. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final. Farmers all admitted trade was grand. Lady Astor's bonnet had a Guinness advert on it. And Jack Hilton ran a chamber music band. Landlords called around and begged to do repairs galore. But their tenants said this wasn't fair unless the rents were more. And a film star had the selfsame wife he had the day before. On the day that Chelsea went and won the cup. Two motorists collided and each said the fault was his. And each one said I was doing 50 then. But the traffic policeman said, oh no, it was he who was to blame. And assessed the speed at something under 10. In a London pub, a person found a hop inside his beer, and the thing is in the Fleet Museum yet. Billingsgate Fish Market was the place for Oxford talk, and gave off a gentle smell of mignonette. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final, taxi men had changed for half a quid. And schoolboys, holy Moses, washed their ears and blew their noses, and even used a hanky when they did. All states at boarding houses were as tender as a corn. And Navi said, dear me, when he sat down upon a thorn. And De Valera put a statue of Jim Thomas on his lawn. On the day that Chelsea went and won the cup. On the day that Chelsea went and won the final. Not a single flapper said, oh, quite. Phone girl woke from slumber, and a man obtained the number that he asked for in the spring of 28. Lawyers told the truth and then refused to take their fees. 20 folks got OBEs and 7 got DTs. And a sergeant major shouted, gentlemen, please stand at ease. On the day that Chelsea went and won the cup. Doctors wrote prescriptions that we all could understand. Toast got drunk and eels got stewed and lobsters all got canned. And Gordon Richards wore Carnera's trousers in the Strand. On the day that Chelsea went and won the cup.
And that was the title, On the Day That Chelsea Went and Won the Cup, from Norman Long, and before that, from 1939, B. Wayne, and I Get Along Without You Very Well. You're listening to Beagley at Night with me, Roy Beagley, here on Angel Radio, and we are on 98.6, I think, at the moment, and that is in Havant and Portsmouth and Gosport, and also some DABs throughout the country and throughout the world on the internet. And to find out about all the availability of those, just go to the Angel Radio website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Usually, and 1 minute into the hour, we have what we call a little bit of posh, and this is something that can be absolutely anything, but it's we sort of define it as something that we wouldn't ordinarily put in the show. Quite frankly, doesn't leave an awful lot, because I'll play absolutely anything. But it could be a bit of a play, bit of a film. It could be classical music, could be opera. It could be 3 minutes of silence, which I would do, actually, but it would set the triggers off on Angel Radio. If there's silence for too long, things click in. I don't quite know exactly how it happens, but I wouldn't want that to happen. You'd miss the second half of the program. So how about this? This is for Thespians Everywhere.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears! I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often turned with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it was so, it was a grievous fault. And grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man. So are they all honorable men. Come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When did the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept? Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. If you all did see that on the Lupercal, I thrice presented him a kingly crown, which he did thrice refuse. Was this ambition? Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and sure he is an honorable man. I speak not to disprove what Brutus spoke, but here I am to speak what I do know. You all did love him once, not without cause. What cause withholds you then to mourn for him? Oh, judgment, thou art led to brutish beasts, and men have lost their reason.
A little bit of a friend's Roman's countryman, Lend Me Your Ears, from Julius Caesar, of course, by Bill Shakespeare. Did you recognize that was Marlon Brando? Yeah, indeed. And that was this week's little bit of Posh.
Are you wearing old dreams breaking out at the seams? They should be new. And have I got the bargains? You lucky people, you. Here's a hollyhock scent makes the lady or gent feel well-to-do. And the price fits your pocket, you lucky people, you. Then here's a green velvet landscape, and to prove I'm no rogue, I'll add a smart-looking rainbow like you see pictured in Vogue. I've a wonderful buy in a wraparound sky of moonlight blue, and it's yours for a love song, you lucky people, you.
Access to Facebook, you can join the Friends of Angel Radio page. Just search out Friends of Angel Radio and follow the instructions and come in with a merry band of group of people who just love and adore this station, presenters and listeners alike. And you can do that on Facebook. Face Sinatra, Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey with his orchestra there, and you lucky people, you. Now, I played this, I think I played it the week before last, but I want to play it again because I really enjoyed it. and here it is, Zetkos.
Thank you.
That's just something terribly amusing to me. The Cha-Cha version of Z-Cast comes from 1962, and that was John Warren Orchestra, and it's officially called Z-Cast Cha-Cha-Cha. So there you go. All right, there is a gentleman over in Chicago called Pradders, who we love very much and is very dear to Angel Radio. And he invented on this program quite some time ago. Now, I'm not exactly sure when it was, but it was a good few years ago. He invented this next segment. It's called Day at Night, and it consists of Doris Day at Night.
Looking very fetching in a charming evening gown, and I suggest we put her to work right now to sing Little Sir Echo. Thank you.
could never get through the conga. But if you say do the conga, I ain't hep to that step, but I'll dig it. I never could see mazurkas, they're poison to me, mazurkas. But if it's to be mazurkas, I ain't hep to that step, but I'll dig it. When they invented the Charleston, I was a total flop. But say, if you want a Charleston, I'll never stop. I'll dance till I drop. I never could dig the polka. The corny is jig the polka. But if you say dig the polka, I ain't hep to that step, but I'll dig it. Just a mirage, but darling, you're grand. Someday I'll find my lost horizon and you. Until that day of days, I'll be just like that ship on my horizon. You see, that sails across the sea, all through the dark and stormy weather. Hoping someday we will sail together. So I'm striving toward my lost horizon, in hope that we may meet someday.
Well, four very early recordings from Doris Day. In fact, the third one that we heard there, I Ain't Hep to That Step But I'll Dig It, was Doris Day's first ever recording on record. But we started off with Let's Be Buddies from 1940. We then had Little Sir Echo, Les Brown and his orchestra with I Ain't Hep to That Step But I'll Dig It, and also another one with Les Brown and his orchestra, My Lost Horizon from 1941. So a little bit different this week. for Doris Day. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's interesting how voices evolve, isn't it? Because you listen to that, and if you didn't know it was Doris Day, you probably would think twice before saying. A little bit like Betty Davis. If you listen to Betty Davis singing her songs in the 1930s, as opposed to singing in the 1950s and the 1960s, the vocals are completely different. But that definitely was this week's Doris Day at Night. And Bradders, we thank you for it.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when you take me out in the Surrey. When you take me out in the Surrey with a fringe
cha-cha-cha
on top.
Cha-cha-cha.
Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when you drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy folks will peek through their shutters and their eyes
cha-cha-cha
will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With isinglass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe
cha-cha-cha
on the top. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With isinglass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking, ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top. Shiny little Surrey with a fringe on the top.
From Oklahoma, that was cha-cha-charring Surrey with a fringe on the top from Peggy Lee.
Take me to your heart again. Let's make a start again. Forgiving and forgetting. Take me to your heart again and leave behind from then a life of lone regretting. Darling, let's turn back the years. Let smile come through the tears like sunshine after rain. I'm yearning for you by night and by day. Pray I'll soon hear you sing I love you. Smiles come through the tears like sunshine after rain. Oh, I'm yearning for you by night and by day, praying I'll soon hear you sing.
Always nice to hear Vince Hill, and there he was with Take Me In Your Arms Again. I thought that was going to be the song Why when it first started, because it sounded just... Let me drop the needle on the record again. Hold on a minute. I'll never let you go. Oh, why? Because I love you. See, it does sort of, doesn't it? No. All right, then. Well, okay. I tried. I failed. Here's some more music. Oh, actually, before I play it, let me tell you that it was requested by Gronja over there in Wicklow. Morning, Gronja.
Balcony.
Because she said to me, she said, not many people play this song by Eddie Howard, but I think it's absolutely beautiful. And she said, and I know you'll play it because I believe you played it once before. And actually, Gronja, you are correct. But that was, gosh, that was nearly a year and a half ago, you know. So your memory, very, very good, young lady. And yes, of course, I'll say it because I know you've missed me saying it for the last couple of months. Time for the last Patty.
Don't know how it happened, I don't know who's to blame. I don't know how I hurt you, but I hurt you just the same. And even though you say we're through, I still feel the same about you. Somebody must have told you the story that you heard, that I had found another love, but don't believe a word. And though you break my heart in two, I still feel the same about you. There's two sides to every story.
say. No matter what has happened, no matter who's to blame, there'll never be another who can make me feel the same. So please believe that I've been true, 'cause I still feel the same about. So please believe that I've been true, and please feel the same about me, 'cause I still feel the same about you.
Splendid stuff from the great George Gibbs from 1951, and that was I Still Feel the Same About You. And just at this point, do please check out the Angel Radio website, angelradio.co.uk. When you get there, you'll see down the left-hand side of the site a listing of the days, and you'll be able to check out all the programs for the next week. It gets updated about twice a week, I think, but you can check on all the programs when they're going to be occurring, because they're all so worth listening to. Such a great selection of entertainment here on this station. It truly amazes me. One of the best radio stations in the world. In fact, I'm going to go out and say it is the best radio station in the world. There you go, I've said it. Can't take it back now.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why. I wonder why I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
Don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older, a rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love. It is not
there.
So surprising
I
that you
smell
feel
blossoms
very strange,
and
but
the trees
nice.
Are bare. All day long I seem to walk.
I know just
on air.
What's the matter,
why.
Because I've been there
I
once or twice.
Why.
Put your head
tossing in my sleep.
You need someone who's older.
And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars
there is nothing
that
you
used
can
to
take
in
to relieve
the skies
that pleasant
are twinkling
ache.
In
you're not sick,
my
you're
says, I wonder why.
You're just in love. Now you know why.
Now I know why I'm just in love. If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I if I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize to you, please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. Back your glance, give me back romance, give me one more chance, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize.
Billy Eckstein without Sarah Vaughan, sounding just as good, and a song called I Apologize. And before that, with the Fontaine Sisters, it was Perry Como and You're Just in Love. This is Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley. I've got about another 18 minutes to go until the end of the program. And usually around about this time, for some reason over the last couple of months, we've started with the comedy. Don't quite know why, how these things just suddenly happen. Just don't ask me how, don't ask me why, but they just do. So I thought we'd have a little bit of comedy before the end of the programme.
Well, a lot of people think of the BBC as a heartless institution staffed by automatons, and a lot of people are right. But love can still blossom even in such an unlikely place as the sound effects department.
Charles, am I disturbing you?
No. Just trying out a few sound effects for midweek theatre.
Don't let me interrupt, but Charles, I had to see you.
Well, close then, and over here. Now, what's the matter, darling?
Roger knows everything.
Everything?
About us. He had us watched by a detective. He signed an affidavit to the effect that he's seen us on four separate occasions and in the grill room of the Ritz.
Come, my dear, don't yourself. It'll ruin your makeup. Here, let me take you in my... and kiss you on the... dry your on my
am I being a foolish little... Charles, I just want to know that you still... me, and that you'll always... me, even when I'm old and...
Yes, I'll always... you... as long as there's a... in my body. Life will be one long... And together, we'll find a little peace.
First Trends in the Theatre. The nostalgia for the 30s continues. Soon to open in London's West End is yet another Noel Coward revival, Blithe Laughter, starring Celia Backstroke and Albert Runt. Here is an excerpt from the play.
Excited, Charles.
Yes, Fiona. Intoxicatedly, flutteringly, half-thunkingly, passionately excited. And yet, somehow, calm. And you, Fiona?
Yes, I'm calm too. Resignedly, tranquilly, stoically, placidly calm. And yet, somehow, excited.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. These poignant, bittersweet moments of shared happiness mean more to me than life itself. Who was it said, stolen fruit tastes the sweetest?
It was you just now.
Ah, that's where I heard it.
Oh, Fiona, how I adore these mad, feverish, turbulent, tempestuous moments of tremulous, simmering, volcanic, ungovernable madcap, frenzied, delirious, euphoric bliss. You're so provocatively tantalizing, so piquantly thrilling, so... Oh, but I can't find the words.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. But I must go now, Fiona. I have my duty to do.
Oh, Charles. Charles, my darling. You look so splendid in your uniform. Oh. Yes, please. Please. Go now, before my husband comes back. He would never understand.
And shall I see you again?
Tomorrow morning, at the same time. And I'll have two extra pints, Milkman, and some cottage cheese.
Milkman, darling.
Will you stop staring at my face when I'm shaving?
Well, it's all that soap you've got on. You look like you've been eating candy floss and couldn't find your mouth.
Look, Jimmy, will you stop trying to make me laugh while I've got a razor against my throat?
Grandad, why do you shave?
Because I don't want people to see my face covered in hairs.
Well, when we went swimming, you didn't shave the hairs off your chest.
Oh, don't be silly.
Have you ever tried growing a beard?
Well, I had one when I was in the Merchant Navy. A fine, big, thick black beard.
You mean you were a pirate?
Well, in those days, everybody in the Navy grew a beard. Ah, the ladies loved a beard.
You mean they grew them as well?
Oh. Look, Jimmy, I'm trying to tell you... Oh, I've cut myself now.
Oh, you're always cutting yourself. Why don't you get an electric razor?
Because my beard's too strong for an electric razor.
Well, Alfie Hall uses one.
That youth. He's only to stand in a strong wind and he's shaved for the week. Jimmy, remember when he tried to grow a moustache?
Yeah. I've seen more hairs on a goose dog.
Look... What are you doing up here in the bathroom anyway? We usually got to drag you in here.
I wanted to make sure you don't wear a kilt tomorrow night when we go to the pantomime.
Well, it's not fixed yet that we're going.
Oh, of course it is. My mum says Susan's collecting the tickets tonight on her way home from work.
Well, in any case, why shouldn't I wear my kilt?
Because sitting in the front row, I'll be the worst big mouth nosy Parker in the district.
Who's that?
My pal, Ozzy.
Oh, what's he got to do with me wearing my kilt?
Well, I don't want him telling all the lads he saw me at Cinderella, sitting with one of the ugly sisters.
And Sports View tonight comes from very old English club, the Drunken Duck at Sweething, which is playing the pick and whistle at Myrtlesham in the final of their annual Drats Championship. Drats being one of the oldest games ever to be played in English public houses. Beside me is the landlord, Mr. Crowther.
How do you?
Mr. Crowther, we are very interested indeed in this game of Drats. How long have you been playing?
Oh, Drats.
Oh, how long?
You hear that, lads? How long?
Really, as long as that?
Yeah, oh, sure. Well, the boys are just going to play around now. Now, this is Tom Smiley,
how
our chief dratter.
And that thing he's holding is a drat?
Yes, sir. A drat.
Now, this shaft, Tom, seems to be made of oak.
Yes, sir. No, sir, not oak. Helm.
Oh, I see. Not oak.
No, sir. Not hoke. You'd nurdle for sure if it were hoke.
Did you say nurdle?
Nurdle, sir. Yes, indeed. Nurdle.
I see. Well, tell me, Tom, these things on the end, what are they?
Well, they're actually...
Thongs,
sir. Thongs, they are.
Thongs?
A safeguard, yes. A safeguard.
Against what?
Nurdling, sir. A greatest danger to
nurdling. Very dangerous to nurdle.
Well, Tom's going to drat now.
Well, what's that chap at the door for?
He's the lurker, sir. He lurks at the door. He opens the door so Tom can have a free run.
I see. Just a minute. What's Tom putting his feet in the bucket for?
The wetting, sir, in water.
The wetting?
In water, sir. Before the running comes the wetting.
Before the running comes the wetting.
Well, what's he doing now?
Well, he's taking up his stance, sir, opposite the lurker, like, waiting he is. Yeah, waiting, sir.
Waiting for what?
His signal, sir.
Arms split!
And there it is, and away goes Tom! But, please, quiet, please, sir. It's a draft.
Twenty-four.
Was that good?
Oh, very good, sir. A clean run
and
nary
a nurdle. A three-point.
Quiet, lads. It's a visitor's floor. George Smother Goose as the drat.
Get out, George.
He holds it a bit different, George. Doesn't he?
Well, he's a southpaw, sir. What we call a cacker. There goes the bucket.
Wait a minute. He's not putting his feet in water.
No, sir. Milk. Pig's milk. Smother Goose is an international.
Oh.
Smother Goose to drat. Signal to lurker. Foot muddle.
Arch split.
And there he goes, sir.
Seventeen.
Yeah. A near nurdle.
A near nurdle.
You be careful what you say about Smother Goose.
Well, he might a nurdle.
I wonder if I might try a drat.
A what? Oh, gentlemen from London wants to drat.
Oh, how kind of him. Is that different?
Here you are, sir. Well, it's Arnold's drat, sir. It's made out of meat.
I'll
Delephoid
be very
meat.
Careful with it. Now, where's the bucket?
No, sir. That's for professionals. You do a dry run. You're less likely to nurdle. Now then.
Right. Will you give the signals?
All right, sir. Easy does it. Wait till the lurker's in position. Muddleburken!
London Burke!
Me, a nurdle.
There you go. We had a couple of Charlton Fiona's, and that was, of course, Hugh Paddock and the great Betty Marston. We also had a clip in there from the Clitheroe Kid radio show, which I thoroughly enjoyed, with Jimmy Clitheroe, of course. And we had Michael Bentine and a piece called Drats.
Thank you.
next romance with you? Do I stand half a chance with you? What is my fate? I await your answer. So tell me, what will it be? May I have the next romance with you? Take my heart and let it dance with you, and in its ecstasy, every beat implores, darling, just to be faithfully
you.
Johnny Morris was doing the singing there with Paul Sprechtand, the Spartans Syncopators with My Mad Moment, and before that, Buddy Clark with May I Have the Next Romance with You. And that's it for this edition of Beagle at Night. I'd like to thank you for joining me for the last 2 hours. We get to do it all again around about the same time next week, so I hope you can join me then. Until then, may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.
Old man, never was an horse so ran. Britain's guiding star, known both near and far. Wearing the famous bulldog grin and smoking a big cigar. He's a grand old man. For us, he's doing all he can. He's bound to find the turning, however long the lane. Then we'll see the rainbow when we chase away the rain. For what we've done before, we know we'll jolly well do again. If we follow the grand old man, he's the grand old man. Never was an horse so ran. Britain's guiding star, known both near and far. Wearing the famous bulldog grin and smoking a big cigar. He's the grand old man. For us, he's doing all he can. And now it's up to you and me, we've got a job to do. We know that we have got the stuff that's going to see us through. There's the Army and the Air Force and the boys in Navy Blue. And we still got the grand old man.